I still have some leftovers from the Florida legislative session that I haven't been able to share with you just because, you know, sometimes the schedule of things gets pushed around and I feel like this is more urgent than that. But this is something I've been really wanting to tell you about because it's entertaining, it's interesting, it's weird, okay? There was a bill toward the end of session, Community Child Welfare Agencies, SB 536, and there was some disagreement between the House and the Senate over this bill, okay? And so, over the very, very small details of this bill, like, it passed unanimously in both chambers with slightly different versions. Versions that are so different, so slightly different, that even I have a hard time understanding. It has to do with transparency and accountability of board members who sit on child welfare agency boards. I mean, it's like I read the details. I'm like, I can't even explain this on the radio. What's different about these bills? That's why it was surprising to me that the two chambers couldn't come to an agreement about this. But here's how this went down in the House. When the bill sponsor, Fiona McFarland, was asked the question of, will you agree to what the Senate requires us to change?
Honorable Paul Renner, Speaker, I am directed to inform the House of Representatives the Senate has refused to concur in House Amendment 1, 126347 to CS for Senate Bill 536 and request the House to recede. Tracy C. Cantella, Secretary.
Now, the booing is funny because it's the end of session and they all are tired and frisky and exhausted and just, you know, we want to get done with this. And the fact that the Senate didn't do what they wanted to do and said, sent back a change, you know, basically your contract negotiations, we want 1,000 more, 1,000 less, 1,000 more, 1,000 less. Ah! So they're angry and frustrated it's late in session, right?
Policy Appropriations Committee on Health and Human Services, Children, Families, and Elder Affairs, and Senator Garcia, CS for Senate Bill 536, a bill to be entitled an act relating to community-based child welfare agencies.
All those CSs mean committee substitutes, means the bill keeps changing as they keep substituting versions for other versions.
Representative McFarland, you recognize for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move to insist.
I will not budge.
126374.
I will not be
CS
moved.
For SB 536. And again, request that the Senate concur.
So, once again, after many back and forths, she says, no, it's got to be our version. I insist. Now, when I first heard this, I just thought it was funny, entertaining. It's end of session, the human side of all of these discussions. They continue.
Members, I see the Cuban coffee's kicked in. Representative McFarland moves the House insist on the House Amendment 126347 to CS SB 3536 and again request the Senate to concur. Are there any questions? Is there any debate? Representative Tant in questions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can we send it back with boxing gloves?
Is there any debate? Any debate? Representative McFarland, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's with relish that I insist. Thank you all for your support as the House stands strong as a chamber.
Yes.
Favor say yay. Opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Read the next message.
None of the desk, Mr. Speaker.
No.
Now, in and of itself, I found it entertaining. And yet, it's kind of tragic. Because you know what happened? The Senate didn't take up the response. And it died. A bill that was passed unanimously by both the Senate and the House, but just had a relatively quibble-level difference over one or a couple of elements in the bill that are actually too obscure for me to even explain on the radio, meant that a bill designed to make community child welfare agencies operate better in a more accountable, transparent way failed. That's sad. It's all fun and games to cheer and jest and with relish and boxing gloves and Cuban coffee, but at the end of the day, the bill failed. That's not good governance. That's bad governance. And though they do a lot of good things in Tallahassee, this struck me as not so good. And I just wanted to share it with you because entertaining though it is, It's also kind of sad and pathetic. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Transgressive Memorial Service comes up next. Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
Not seeing any major issues on our roadways this morning. We do have an accident on I-10 eastbound. This is going to be once you pass Scenic Highway and get out over on the bay. We have a vehicle crash with roadblock there eastbound, but not really causing any major slowdowns. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Let's see here. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in good. Not showing any slowdowns on Burgess or Olive. We're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W. Longleaf Drive, Pine Forest Road, North Blue Angel Parkway, all checking in good. If you see anything out there on the roadways and you want to report it to us, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you do benefits for your employees, because of course you do you do them great? Are the employees happy? Is it the best it could possibly be? Is it as easy as possible? If any of that's a no, or if you're just kind of not sure, check out Torgerson Causey. They've been doing employee benefits for us here at News Radio for about 7 years, and they are fantastic. It was a tremendous improvement over the folks that we had before. More choices, better customer service. They answer our questions, even the very detailed ones that my engineer wife likes to ask, and she does, and they do. If you've got health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource management, payroll, all of that, of course you do, call Torgerson Causey and see if they might not be able to do it better for you. 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Oskari Leitinen, the Finlandian researcher at the University of Turku, who recently published a paper in the Scandinavian Journal of Psychology demonstrating a correlation between belief in our holy system of critical social justice and feeling anxious, depressed, and unhappy. The study even said explicitly that lower mental health correlates with accepting the truth of wokeism, as well with being on the political left. But of course, this comes as no surprise at all. The purpose of wokeosity is not to feel safe, cheerful, and happy. The purpose of wokeosity is to feel virtuous, proud, and superior. We are working to fix the world, not trying to be smiley-faced ambassadors of sunshine. And what better way to prove that you are doing right in the world than that you experience misery because of it? As the anti-Bible says, Gaia loves a miserable giver. The egoism paradox teaches us that we can only feel happy when we are doing things that benefit ourselves, which is how we can tell that we are being selfish. Logically, then, the best way to be certain that we are selflessly sacrificing ourselves for the good of all is by finding ourselves to be as anxious, depressed, and unhappy as possible. We accomplish this in part by continuously finding ways to be dissatisfied with the status quo, feeling guilty over things we cannot control, and by creating problems so mind-blowingly large that the only rational response to them is doubt, anguish, and reducing ourselves to puddles of immobilizing, quivering despair. The physically self-flagellating monks of the Middle Ages have nothing on us. We have raised value-based, self-inflicted psychological misery to an art form. So it's not so much that these Scandinavian researchers have produced a study with false conclusions in showing that wokeists are unhappy, it's that they've committed the classic blunder of making that sound like a bad thing. As the very existence of the Busybodies Ecumenical North American General Society, BNAGS for short, reminds us, always obsessing about everyone else's business in the name of selfless concern is a fantastic way to never be happy. And we here now and forevermore vow to be as unhappy as we must be in order to spread our misery to as many other people as we possibly can. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Jana Hocking, the sexually adventurous dating columnist for the Australian web news service news.com.au, after this week's inadvertently repressive column entitled, quote, "How to Keep Your Body Count Low While Still Having Lots of Sex," end quote. Now, normally, we love Jana because in every column, she teaches the modern woman to reject traditional sexual norms such as monogamy, fidelity, and chastity. However, this week's column has shown us that she has taken a terrible turn down the dark alley of unintentional patriarchy reinforcement. The advice from this week's column is that instead of quickly jumping into the sack with every new man who seems interesting to you, it's smarter to recycle your old sexual partners as a way of simply getting your sexual needs met by former lovers who are, quote, "the perfect combination of kind and sweet and mighty fine in bed, but certainly not boyfriend material." Whatever that distinction means. She says repeatedly engaging in attachment-free repetition of sex with a small selection of former flames keeps her from too quickly having sex with new men and allows her to really focus on whether they are good companions instead. It also avoids the concern of inviting someone potentially dangerous into her boudoir simply because she is overly eager for physical gratification. The prior partners on her recycle list are, of course, known and safe. Now, obviously, the main problem here is that Hocking has implicitly reinforced the patriarchal demonization of healthy female libido and the unjust oppression of the promiscuous woman by starting from the premise that having a high body count is a bad thing. But we say the only way a girl can know she's been liberated from the patriarchal repression of women is to have as much reckless sex as possible. By slut-shaming the many-lovered high body count women who read her column, she's simply inflicted the ancient misogyny upon them afresh. But it's worse than that. Hocking appears to be endorsing sexually stable relationships in which the participants know, like, and trust each other and therefore have highly satisfying repeated sexual encounters built on familiarity and security. As several critics of her column noted, she seems to be celebrating the discovery of marriage. Now, granted, she's only endorsing a small-scale polygamy of sorts, say, trigamy with three former partners, and yeah, she is still not granting them any sort of permanence or exclusivity in their pleasure rights over her, but carried to its logical extreme, she is clearly implying that lower numbers are better, and the lowest non-zero number of all is one. After all, if greater happiness can be found in repeated encounters with just a few former partners over a long time, perhaps the best happiness of all could be found in repeated encounters with the one single, kind, sweet man who is good in bed and is happy to meet her needs on the regular. Her entire line of reasoning sounds scandalously like the preamble of an ode to monogamous marriage. If 10 is better than 20 and 3 is better than 10, why wouldn't 1 be better than 3? No, Jana Hocking. Monogamy is a tool of the patriarchy and runs the very real danger of making both men and women evolve together into deep and meaningful, mutually sacrificial relationships once they're freed from the dangers and pitfalls of continuously having to find new romantic partners. And we cannot have that. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to express our deep appreciation to the thought leaders at the Mississippi University for Women who have decided after 140 years to change their name from this highly gendered reaffirmation of sexual binarism to something much more modern and inclusive and hard to pronounce, the Winbridge State University of Mississippi, or as the students refer to it, the W. Just because that W no longer stands for women but for Winbridge, that's important to remember. Not only does this change end the long-standing participation of the W in perpetuating the two-sex error, so endemic in our transphobic society, but it finally brings into practice the obvious fact that men have been attending the Mississippi University for Women since 1982. In fact, 22% of the students were assigned male at birth and prefer the pronouns he, him, and his. One note of regret over this choice to degender the school name is that for those men who attended the W previously, they at least learned a little tiny slice of what it's like to experience gender marginalization as men enrolled at a university for women. But knowing how impossible it is to actually teach men to understand the woman's true perspective, perhaps it's better to just fix the gender issue, remove the gender distinctions, and go for the now gender-neutral name. So good for you, the W, for fostering sexual unity by eliminating the reminder of sexual differences altogether. Surely that will do the trick. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please note that visitation times for Mary Inkinger have been changed from weekdays 10 to 4 to Tuesday from 10:15 to 10:19 a.m. As you all know, Mary has been bedridden ever since the emotionally distressing encounter she had at the park when a total stranger, a man, smiled at her, began talking with her, and told her she was pretty. How dare he? The idea that an enlightened woman like Mary might be evaluated for her physical attractiveness in a positive manner by a stranger of the opposite sex was so upsetting to her that she shrieked, ran home, and hasn't been able to keep down solid foods ever since. Please also say a mantra for the man who so violently assaulted her with his words. The authorities have been unable to locate him, but we will keep searching. In the meantime, 4 minutes of human interaction per week is all Mary can endure at this point in her recovery. Refreshments this week are provided by Hop, Skip, and Jumper Cables, the snack company for people on the go who want to use the clean energy from their electric vehicles to fry up a delicious snack of voltage-enhanced split pea curd, celery marmalade, or fried alfalfa sprouts. It's refreshingly green food made just for you, by you, when you power up your green vehicles. You'll definitely have time to make more than one batch.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
6:27 on News Radio 92.3. Jake has got traffic on the fives.
All right. Not seeing any major slowdowns on our roadways this morning. Not seeing any accidents reported by FHP. We do have that accident still hanging out from earlier. This is going to be on I-10 eastbound once you pass Scenic Highway and get out over Escambia Bay. It's going to be in the eastbound lanes. A little bit of blockage there, but not seeing any major slowdown. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Looks like Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace. Not seeing any accidents there. Highway 29 south through Cantonment is clear. And Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in good. If you see anything out there slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you've got a hardware project, an improvement around the home, something you're trying to fix, remodel, rebuild, improve, refurbish, hey, Pensacola Hardware is your place. Or maybe you're at the other end of the spectrum and you build things for a living. And if you haven't been to Pensacola Hardware, I mean, just go, man. Just go. Go and talk to them. Ask them what they can do for your business. Ask them how they can set you up on a line of credit so you don't have to send Jim with the credit card down to buy something every time you need something. Have them explain to you how they're going to have it in stock available for you, because they deal with contractors and builders all the time. And they know how to, they can bring it to you. You don't have to go to them. Like all of that stuff. Talk to them about it. And if you're just somebody like me doing a project, hey, they'll give you great advice and they'll help you find the exact things you need. Since 1851, Pensacola Hardware Downtown has been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola on 20 East Gregory Street. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Celery marmalade, huh? All right.
Aren't you weirdly intrigued by that, though?
Just
not at all.
Sounds great, yeah. Okay, no charges will be filed regarding the fight that occurred one day before the death of a teenager in Oklahoma. Officials have ruled 16-year-old Nex Benedict's death a suicide in that case. Yesterday, surviving members of the Ghost Army, Andrew, that's the unit that helped defeat the Nazis in World War II, were awarded with the Congressional Gold Medal in a ceremony on Capitol Hill. The unit was given orders to deceive the Nazis and misdirect German forces by using camouflage, inflatable tanks, sound effects, and other tactics.
God, it's such a great story. The D-Day invasion is just such a great story. I mean, it really is. That is a fantastic and well-deserved honor, because had they not done that, I mean, I don't even know. Who knows? Who knows? Counterfactual, but still. Thank you for that update. I'm very happy to know that. I had not seen that story, so I appreciate that. Pensacola Symphony Orchestra presents Symphonic Spectacular Saturday, March 23rd. Tickets at PensacolaSymphony.com.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The United Nations meets this morning to discuss and then vote on a Security Council resolution calling for an Israel-Hamas ceasefire in Gaza.
The newly revised and tougher U.S. resolution declares an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is imperative to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid to be delivered to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. The deadline is midnight to avoid a partial government shutdown. There's an agreement to vote on in the House and then the Senate. Delaware Senate Democrat Chris Kroon's on Fox.
Folks I've talked to here, both Democrats and Republicans in the Senate, are cautiously optimistic that Speaker Johnson will take up this bill and pass it Friday morning.
It's a six-bill, $1.2 trillion package funding the Departments of Homeland Security, Defense, Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, and State. It's about three-quarters of federal government spending. America's listening to Fox News.
Wes, I don't see why we would have to act on that. And forgive me for not asking you that.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 60 degrees in Pensacola. I still need that cough button, Andrew. The county is seeking $1,134,025 from the ECT for payment of, from the Escambia Children's Trust, that is, for payment of tax increment revenues. The county says they owe for over the last 3 years. The Board of County Commissioners says the ECT has not been contributing tax increment revenues into the county's redevelopment trust funds. The trust argues they should get an exemption. They say the CRAs don't have programs that benefit children, and that could violate statute.
If we have a CRA plan, you know, particularly in Brownsville and Englewood, that's saying it's not addressing, and it's hard for me to conceive that the only CRA that has a youth component is Cantonment. I mean, that would be tough. I mean, I would love to get clarification on that.
And Commissioner Lumen May there, he's the only county commissioner that also sits on the Children's Trust Board, and the Children's Trust says they want a public hearing. They have asked for that exemption. The county approved a resolution yesterday, 3-0, to inform the trust they are seeking repayment of that money. An RV fire in Foley claiming the life of a man and a dog. Firefighters called to that RV last Sunday. It was on Magnolia Avenue there in Foley. Fire crews say when they arrived, the 32-foot camper was completely engulfed. One person living in the camper was able to escape without injury. The other was found deceased with severe burns. The Alabama Fire Marshal, Foley Police, and Fire are all investigating. More Americans are back home now. They were stuck in Haiti. A flight chartered by the federal government landed yesterday at Miami's International Airport. 80 people were on board the plane. One passenger says the situation in Haiti is very bad. He said he couldn't even explain everything he saw. He also said he was happy to live in the United States. Well, the prime suspect in Madeline Soto's death in Kissimmee is still not charged. Police there say the 13-year-old's killing took place almost a month ago. Soto's mom's boyfriend, Stephen Stearns, was arrested for sexually abusing the girl for the last 4 years, but so far has not been charged with the murder. And Holland says that case has touched many people's hearts all across the country. One person's dead and a police officer was hurt. This is after a shootout yesterday in Broward County. This happened yesterday morning in Fort Lauderdale at a Holiday Inn Express. Police there say they responded after someone called and said they'd killed somebody in one of the hotel rooms. Police say when officers arrived, shots were exchanged with a man in that room. He was killed, identified as 46-year-old Carl Chudinsky, and the police officer that was injured was taken to a hospital. The good news is that officer did not have severe injuries. FDLE currently investigating. Three officers involved in that shooting have been placed on paid leave. It is 6:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
All right, not seeing too much out there this morning. We did just get a traffic report on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Eastbound I-10 just past the Highway 29 interchange. We have some huge boxes in the roadway, and the sun is really not up yet, so that could cause some incidents there. So if you are going past Highway 29 on I-10 eastbound, just be aware that there are going to be some large boxes, like refrigerator-sized boxes, in the roadway at this time. Also, I-10 eastbound, once you pass Scenic Highway and get out over the bay, we do have a vehicle crash there with roadblock from earlier. Not seeing any major slowdowns from that, though. Otherwise, around town, Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre looks good. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is accident-free. Highway 29 south from the Molino cutoff through Cantonment is good. Looks like Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free on the west side. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, let us know about it. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will be dealing with showers and thunderstorms today. 70% chance of rain in the afternoon and evening. High today near 68 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 57. For Saturday, small showers possible in the morning. Then the skies clear out. High near 68. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 48. For Sunday, sunny skies with a high near 70 degrees and a low near 56. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 60 in Pensacola, 62 in Gulf Breeze, 56 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Reddit shares jumped 48% in its first initial public offering for a major social media company since Pinterest hit the market in 2019. The 19-year-old website priced its IPO at $34 per share, which raised about $750 million. The company collected about $519 million. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman's stake in Reddit is now worth over $200 million after yesterday's surge. A CBRE analysis says buying a house in the U.S. is more expensive than renting, and the real estate market is expected to stay that way for at least another 5 years. The average monthly payment for a lease sits at $2,165. For a mortgage, just under $3,000. This means, on average, it is 38% more expensive to buy than to rent. Futures are slightly higher after a record-setting day on Wall Street yesterday. That's your money now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Attention all empowered women. Jim's Firearms is inviting you to celebrate Women's History Month with purpose and passion. Join us as we champion women's empowerment with the motto, Guns Rights or Women's Rights. Jim's Firearms is dedicated to education and ensuring you have the tools to protect yourself. Be a part of the movement and let the team guide you through a first-rate, non-intimidating, comfortable gun buying experience. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway or find them online at jimsfirearms.net.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Know any more than what I'm about to tell you, but I still found it funny on social media. There was a picture, the caption. Well, it finally happened. Just as Abbott and Costello predicted. Player name for, I think, the Cubs, but I'm not sure, judging by the colors. Maybe it was Dodgers because this is in South Korea, but I don't know. Player's last name is HU, and he's standing.
On first?
On first.
Yep. Sure. Who's on first?
That's right. Although, in the bit, doesn't he play first base? Not stand? Okay, too far afield. I don't care. Jeff Bergosh's coffee with the commissioner this week. It was kind of a different one because, you know, it was the typical. He, you know, corrals Eric Gilmore and Wes Moreno to sit there and listen to him talk for an hour. But then the second part of it, it was like a self-help seminar, which at first, it's kind of like, I watch these things to get county news, and then all of a sudden, it's not that. But then the more I listened, the more I got into it, because I thought it was fascinating. The guy's name is Bert Thornton, and he kind of buried the lead on this, but Bert Thornton is the guy who has been forever and ever and ever working with Waffle House. You ever eaten in Waffle House, Jake?
Have I? I used to work there, third shift, baby, Mont Eagle Mountain, Tennessee.
Did you ever eat the chili?
Bert's chili? Yes, one time.
This guy's name is Bert Thornton?
Yes.
He invented the chili.
It's Bert himself.
Yes.
Wow.
And he's a motivational speaker, and he's in his 80s, and he goes around talking about all kinds of things. And, you know, Jeff had met him at some conference that I guess he had for his, you know, regular business. Anyway, so he had him on the Coffee with the Commissioner. It was kind of interesting.
Waffle House is a performance-based company. We've got some grill operators out there making $50,000-$60,000 a year because they've cooked a lot and they're so good. We've got a cook named Ryan, grill operator named Ryan at the Gregory Street Waffle House, number 586. And we keep track of how much food our folks cook, and he's coming up on $3 million. So, yeah, so he's making a lot of money. He's one of our best.
I find that completely fascinating that they would track the amount of production of each individual cook. Well, why does Waffle House work? Because they understand their metrics, right? And then, you know, they kind of got into the self-helpy stuff, but I actually thought a lot of it was, you know, if you've read self-help books, a lot of it was not all that groundbreaking. A lot was very interesting. The one part that I thought was the most interesting was when they were talking about telling people no. And basically his philosophy is that when you tell somebody yes grudgingly, you know, you don't really want to do it, but they want you to do it, and you tell them, fine, I'll do it, you're both unhappy because you didn't really want to do it, but you said yes, so you're doing it. They wanted you to do it, but now they know you're unhappy, so they're unhappy getting you to do it. Everybody's unhappy. He says you got to learn how to say no.
Here's another stressful thing. You know, people get home, they don't know how to say no. They have a full plate, and somebody comes up behind them and says, Hey, Wes, will you do this for me? And Wes or Eric or Jeff or Bert says, well, you know, okay. So that's one more thing on the plate. And they don't say no, but they don't know how to say no. So when I talk to groups like your group, we practice how to say no.
Yeah, which seems like a pretty good thing because that is certainly a challenge, skill, and he's going to actually give you some tactics. Okay, so you ready? And by the way, if you catch it and you want to write it down or something, you can't because you're in the car. We always podcast all the episodes of the show, so you can always come back later and look it up in the 6 o'clock hour, okay? News Radio 92.3, click on the podcast page. Anyway, here goes. Here's how to say no, version one.
Well, that's one of the ways that I've learned how to say no. And I say, no, I'd love to help you out, but I can't. I've got something else I've got to do that's going to keep me from doing that. and I hope you find somebody else real soon. And I give them a smile again, and medicine go down.
Right, which is, I mean, that's a very normal way to say no to somebody, is I have something else I have to do. I'd love to help you with that, but I can't. I hope you find somebody real soon. And then you smile, you know, because you're not angry. You just, you know, hi, I'm saying no. But here's another one.
There are other ways to say no. You can say, I'm sorry, I have a full plate. The best way that I've found to say no to somebody and make them understand it and not feel bad. And I told this somebody last week, they asked me to do something. And I said, you know what? I'd love to do it for you, but my plate is so full right now, I wouldn't do a good job for you. So you need to go find somebody who will do a great job. If I took that on, you wouldn't be pleased with what you got.
I love that. That's great. It may not quite be true because a lot of times, you know, the kind of person who is capable will say yes, and they'll always do a great job at it because that's who they are. But at least that's a palatable, digestible answer of no, and why not? Now, he actually wound up asking, Commissioner Bergosh actually wound up asking him about Waffle House and stuff, and that's actually kind of entertaining. We'll get to that in just a second. But I thought those little tips I thought were actually kind of interesting, and I wanted to share that with you. Jake's got traffic on the fives meanwhile. Jake?
Yeah, working third shift at Waffle House in a small town, especially right off the interstate. Oh, man. It was...
You've cooked some hash browns.
I've cooked You've some scattered hash a few. Browns. Yep, I've scattered and smothered and covered a few things. All right, so this traffic report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. On I-10 eastbound, once you pass Scenic Highway and get out over the bay, we have a vehicle crash there from earlier causing a little bit of delay with some roadblock, but not too bad because there's not many people on the road this morning. But if you do get into that area, you might see a little bit of slowdown with crews on the scene there. Also, eastbound on I-10, just past the Highway 29 interchange, we had reports on the traffic tip line earlier of huge boxes in the roadway. And the sun's not really up. The visibility is kind of low in that area, so just be careful headed through there. Otherwise, around town, we're looking good. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Highway 90 westbound coming out of Milton through Pace. No accidents reported there. And Highway 29 is clear from the cutoff in Molino through Cantonment and Inslee. Fresh from Florida, meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. You can browse hundreds of recipes and see what's in season at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you need to have air conditioning work done, heating work done, plumbing, electrical, Peden, they will take care of all of that for you. Good products, professional service. They will show up on time. They'll do the job right the first time. They stand by their work, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And they have been expanding in the last couple of years, really expanding a lot. Now they cover all the way east to Tallahassee and all the way west. They just, like, not that long ago went to Baldwin County. Now they're in Mobile County as well. So the whole central time zone in Florida and southwestern Alabama, I almost said Arizona, Alabama as well. And right now for March Madness, because it is March and we're all, I don't know, it's a NCAA reference. You can cool down your garage, sunroom, or your workshop this summer with a $1,000 discount on mini split air conditioning for March Madness. So check it out, find out more, or schedule an appointment at Peden, PEADEN.com. Back to Bert Thornton, the guy who invented the chili, Bert's chili, for Waffle House. And by the way, it had come up in the conversation, but somebody also texted me to remind me. He lives here locally. Now, they said Perdido. I thought he said that he lives on the Alabama side. But in any case, I mean, he lives here, you know. He's involved in a bunch of stuff here locally. Anyway, so Jeff asked him the question. Commissioner Bergosh asked him the question, you know, what do you order? Which is a great question to ask somebody.
What does Bert Thornton order at Waffle House when you go into Waffle House as a customer? What's the best thing on the menu?
Well, for me, it's a Texas cheesesteak plate scattered, smothered, and peppered.
Scattered, smothered, and peppered. But not covered and chunked. Why not covered and chunked?
Well, covered is cheese, and I put the cheese on the Texas cheesesteak melt, and I don't want to put it on the hash browns, and the chunked is ham, and if I ever order grits, I tell them to chunk and pepper the ham, chunk and pepper the grits, which is grilled ham and grilled jalapenos in the grits. But yeah, wow. And we have people who order everything. They get the hash brown, scatter, smother, cover, chunk, dice top, pepper, cap, and country. And that's
me.
Does the grill operator
get Wes?
Is that what you get, Wes?
That's me. That's what I order.
What is cap and country?
Capped is mushrooms and country is gravy, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not quite that far, but okay. All right. I was curious. That was not a familiar term to me, but capped and country. Okay, very good. So then he goes on, he's asking the question, you know, but what about the chili? Because your order doesn't include chili, right? Well, except I think he said some chili on the hash browns. I can't remember if his...
Jalapenos.
Yeah, okay.
He gets it peppered.
We're going to be watching this, and they know that Burt's chili, it's your recipe, so you would order that other, the Texas cheese steak plate, over the Burt's chili?
No matter what Waffle House I go to, the first thing I start with is I tell them, give me a little taste, or just a little, not a full bowl, but a taste of the chili, because if your name is on it, you will taste it everywhere you go. And it's actually, my wife orders it every time. But let me tell you something. Over the years, I've had enough Burt's chili. I've moved on. I go back now to make sure it's right.
I have moved on.
Quality control position only.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just want to make sure my name's on it. It tastes right. Good. I'm done. I don't need to eat another bowl of chili. That's great. Anyway, I just like, you know, my first reaction when I was watching the Coffee with the Commissioner was like, what is this? You know, and then I'm like, oh, this is actually kind of entertaining. So I'm glad he did that. And obviously, you know, the guy who invented Burt's chili is kind of a cool resource to be able to have locally and to talk to about this. And we might even have a frivolous topic in the offing here, Jay.
Uh-oh.
We might even.
Uh-oh.
That'd be for Monday. 6:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So if I've got you all worked up and hungry, let me take that boat of hunger and steer it towards something that you can have, which is Pounder's Hawaiian Grill. Oh, my God. We already found my son, okay, who he's going to be turning, God, 20 next month. We were talking last night. Where do you want to go? Do you want to go to Pounder's? He's like, yes. I didn't even finish asking the question. Like, Pound? Yes. Like, I got that far into it because they know. Anyway, Pounder's is wonderful, inexpensive, okay, very affordable, you know, fast casual Hawaiian. Originally was in Crestview, and as I've told you many times, we always stop there on the way home. We feel like we discovered a true gem. The only thing that frustrated us is it's an hour away. And so we always get it coming home, and we stop there anytime we're elsewhere. So when I go there, I would always say, hey, when are you guys coming to Pensacola? Every single time I'd go into the kitchen, and they're like, we're looking at it. I'm like, well, look at it harder. And then they're here. They open on March 9th, so they have been in operation now for just a couple of weeks. But, man, it is fantastic food. Trust me, you will love it. Right in front of Academy Sports on Davis Highway in the University Mall shopping, sort of the, you know, parking lot area. The old Dickies, if you know where Dickies used to be, that's the location that they're at. And it's just fantastic. Pounder's Hawaiian Grill. 6:52 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Celebrate Easter together with the help of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. At Costello's, you'll find a variety of prime rib, lamb, beef tenderloins, and hams. From the best steak cuts to exotic meats, Costello's has it all for a happy Easter. You'll find a great selection of wine specials, cannoli trays, pies, cheesecake, and more. From Boar's Head Deli Meats, free lunches for the kiddos, and the Italian family hospitality, it's only at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. A great place to meet up and wine all you want on the west side of Pensacola.
Northwest Florida ranks high in opioid-related deaths, and drug overdose among youth ages 10 to 19 is increasing. One dose of fentanyl, the size of a grain of salt, can be lethal. Help is available. Just like you keep a first aid kit in your car or medicine cabinet, have Narcan on hand in case of an overdose. Understanding opioids and how they work is important to keeping your family safe. For help or support, contact Lakeview Center Opus Program. And for more on what you can do to prevent opioid overdose,
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
No Roman army has entered the capital in 100 years.
Dracus.
I will not trade one dictatorship for another.
The time for half measures and talk is over.
Somebody texted in, Jake says, you're, Jake saying he's scattered, smothered, and covered a few things sounds like a serial killer's confession.
Well, I'm glad they went that direction with it. Because after I said it, I was like, ah, that sounded a little bit bad.
Out of context, a little bit weird.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
6:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah, it's early. I-10 eastbound, once you pass Scenic Highway and get out over the bay, we have a vehicle crash from earlier. It's got still a little bit of roadblock there happening. No major slowdown from it yet, but as traffic increases, we might see a little bit of slowdown there. I-10 eastbound. Also eastbound on I-10, just past the Highway 29 interchange, huge boxes were reported in the roadway earlier, so you might see some big pieces of debris across I-10 eastbound just past Highway 29.
You just got a text in, somebody saying that road rangers are on site picking up the cardboard. Should be clear soon.
Road rangers?
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, I know. They're not quite FHP. You know, they're definitely not local law enforcement, but they're there to help.
Hey, man, that sounds like a Saturday morning cartoon that I would watch. Pensacola Road Rangers.
Jake and the Road Rangers, or a band.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's a band name.
Okay, I am seeing an accident that just popped up. West Fairfield and Hollywood Avenue in Pensacola. No roadblock from that accident, but if you're headed through that direction, you might see a little bit of slowdown on West Fairfield at Hollywood. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. If you see anything out there on the roadways, let us know about it. That number is 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Do you want to hear something horribly gross and disturbing? Or something else horribly gross and disturbing.
Something else horribly gross
something
and disturbing.
Something else? Okay.
All right.
Story number two. Because there are two. I do have two. And this is one where you're going to be like, ooh, maybe I wish I hadn't. But that's okay. You know, here we go. I do whatever the producer tells me to do. The story goes like this. This is in upstate New York. The Democrat and Chronicle, the paper in Rochester, reports that authorities discover, it's kind of a sad story, authorities discovered the body of a 29-year-old man who had climbed a fence surrounding the reservoir, and he had fallen in and drowned on February 24th and was discovered a month later. So the water people were drinking was... Soylent green water. Let's just say. They say they test it regularly for safety. Maybe not regularly enough. It was immediately disconnected from the public water supply. Plans to drain and clean it. Residents were locally told to bring their tap water to a boil. Boil it for a minute. Cool before using. Drink, make ice, wash dishes, brush teeth, prepare food until further notice with the no people water. Or at least the cleaned people water. Testing indicated the water was safe, the city said in a notice to residents. Now, this may sound super, super weird and gross. Can I tell you what my reaction was? There's dead stuff in all the water. Isn't there? I mean, there's dead fish in the water. I mean...
Yeah, but we eat fish.
Yeah, fair.
I don't eat no people.
It's, I mean, in a giant reservoir, how really contaminated was it? And, you know... I mean, I'm not eager to go buy a bottle, but I'm just saying in the grand scheme of things, do you really have to discard that, all that? I don't know.
That's why I don't drink tap water.
Oh, because, yeah, sure. Bottle water is 100% clean, even though a lot of that bottle water is taken from taps elsewhere, right?
No dead people in it.
There, you don't know. Or you might not know for a month. 659 News Radio 92.3, a quick future news. They did vote 6-2 to advance the Alex Andrade's request to talk to the authorities about Heather Lindsay. Will they vote for it, and will there be any kind of any action against her in the long run?
Yes.
I think there actually might be. Yeah.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.